Srila Prabhupada gives us the example of a lotus flower. Lotus flower, even if it is growing in a very muddy, polluted pond of water, the lotus leaf remains always completely pure because its roots are somewhere in a very deep place. So similarly, when we root our goal in life, sam siddhir hari toshan, in pleasing Guru and Krishna, then even if we have to live as a householder with a husband or a wife, children, a job, somehow or other trying to get food and trying to get rent paid or buying a house, or a king, or a brahmachari living in an overcrowded little ashram, matrasparashastu konte yasitos na sukadukata agama payanonat yas tams titiksvashabharata. These dualities of happiness, distress, pleasure, pain, honor, dishonor, heat, cold, they come and go like the winter and summer seasons. A devotee tolerates them all. And what does it mean to tolerate it? It doesn't mean you're not physically affected by it. It means you carry on with your purpose, your service, whatever may be. Like a lotus flower. Whether we're dealing with wealth or whether we're dealing with poverty, whether we're swamis or kings, our purpose is just to please Krishna and serve Krishna according to the situation. King Bahulaswa was the king of Mithila, descendant of Janak, the father of Sita. And Shrutadev was a simple Brahmin who just lived in a straw hut. And they both offered Krishna, when he came there with Narada Muni and other sages, the best they had. One offered him a jeweled throne and one offered him a straw cushy grass mat. One offered him the most fine foods on gold plates, and the other offered him some little chipped rice he had begged on a leaf plate. For Krishna, he tasted, he heard, he saw everything completely equal. There was so much variegation in these two people, but Krishna was seeing that their only intent was to please him. That's bhakti. That's love. And that's the real treasure of life. And it's that treasure that Srila Prabhupada traveled the world to give people. When he saw the wealthiest city in the world at the time, Manhattan Island of New York City, he was thinking how much poverty, because they don't have that jewel of Krishna. They don't have that treasure of love of God. Nothing else really matters. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur told him on their first meeting, the only real problem in this world is people have forgotten their eternal loving relationship with God, and therefore they're mad after trying to find that pleasure in so many other things and creating so much anxiety and conflict. Yoga means to unite our own consciousness with the Supreme Consciousness, with Krishna, through love and devotion. And to unite each other on the basis of that principle, the principle of reality. That is real wealth. There's that famous saying, you can tell how rich you are by counting how many things you have that money cannot buy. Money cannot buy love, love of God, inner peace and happiness that can only be accessed when love of God is awakened. Therefore, that is the real treasure, the real wealth, and the real purpose of our human life. And when we aspire for that, and just try to please Krishna in whatever situation we may be in, we become like that lotus flower, even in the muddy situations of this world. And Krishna sees us that way. We have come on this yatra to help each other to be inspired for this purpose, to refocus our attention, because we really need that. There are so many distractions in this world. The distractions within our own minds due to our past conditionings.
You were listening to Radhanath Swami on devotionalnectar.com.